past Wednesday, the softball game against Baylor.
We have to talk about this.
That we got to talk about.
So we had Texas State baseball on Tuesday played a game against a ranked opponent, and then the softball team got to do the same thing against number 21 at Baylor, and I got to travel to that game with Jason Harris. We had the call right here on KCSW. It was a pitching duel.
It was rough. We struggled.
The bats for the Bobcats definitely struggled. You had two conference pitchers a week in their respective conferences going head-to-head. Randy Rupp, you know, she got out of quite a lot of jams in that game. Runners on first and second, she'd find a way to strike out the final batter. You know, runners at the corners, she'd find a way to get someone to pop up with two outs. You know, there was a lot of cat and mouse in this game. Baylor really tried to do it with a small ball, laying down bunts, advancing runners, trying to use their first and second out wisely. But in the end, Randy Rupp loaded up the bases. You know, Kat Osterman had no choice but to pull her in order to replace her for Quincy Charleston. You give up a wild pitch and a double, and then that's the ball game. But it was, you know, the Bobcats defensively looked good. Offensively, they struggled, but they played some amazing pitchers in that Baylor
staff.
They
really did. Baylor's pitching staff, you got to give credit to them, and they held us two hits. And, I mean, this is not a super extremely well – what am I trying to say here? They're not excellent from the batter's box by any means. They're not fantastic. But they have shown life, and they've shown that they can be a little bit more consistent. It's just being able to string hits together. Well, we only had two hits in this game. Along with two errors or something like that.
And those two hits, interestingly enough, were back-to-back against the Big 12 pitcher of the year, Kendall Potts. They were back-to-back. The coach came out and said, like, three words to her, went back in, and I don't know what he said, but, you know, she just came out and started throwing fire after that. Take nothing away from Randy Rupp, though. She did pitch a fantastic outing, all things considered. She worked around a ton of stress. She was out of the stretch a lot during that game and really, really held her composure. In the final inning, the fifth inning, when she was taken out of the game, with two outs, she hit a batter by pitch. She had an 0-2 count at one point with two outs, first base empty, and threw two balls that really should have been strikes. I'm not just saying that because we're wearing maroon and gold in here, but they really should have been strikes. That the second one that she threw to go 2-2, she was jumping up and down in the spot, like, pleading with the umpire, like, why didn't you give me that call?
And it's not like Rupp doesn't have credibility to be a little upset about if she didn't hit the strike zone or not. I mean, she's up around almost 300 strikeouts this season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, she knows what she's doing.
Absolutely fantastic. But this weekend, the softball team, they have a date with another very, very good softball team, the South Alabama Jaguars. They'll be coming to town. Doubleheader tomorrow, Saturday. Starts at 1 p.m. at the Texas State Softball Complex here in San Marcos. Game 2 will start around 3 o'clock, 3:20, given whenever Game 1 ends. And then Sunday, it's Bobcat softball with bacon and eggs, as that game starts at 11 a.m. So that tailgate will be pretty fun. If you go out there, you can make breakfast while you're waiting for the softball game to start.